let's say, a classification of experience that's quite fundamental to our practice in the Buddhist perspective is understanding, is in scriptural language, kusala and akusala. Kusala is wholesome, skillful. Akusala is unwholesome, unskillful. And there's a constellation of experience that is a part of that, so that, say, on a feeling tone or experience, the akusala is, it's unpleasant, it's painful, uncomfortable, whereas kusala is it's always going to be comfortable, it's going to be pleasant. In terms of the how it manifests, akusala, there's always an element of restlessness or agitation there. It's the nature of the mind that is bound by the habit of what is unskillful or unwholesome, and the kusala is always going to be, it's experienced as peaceful, as clear, mind is clear, heart is clear. Content is, say, of the, let's say, akusala, it's always going to be associated with some form manifestation of greed, hatred, and delusion. Whereas kusala, the wholesome, it's bound up with generosity, with kindness, with compassion. Because those are wisdom, discernment. Those are content. It's broad brush way of investigating the mind, but it's very helpful to have a, all right, this is, because sometimes we can, something might be manifesting itself as it's really clear that so-and-so is just a pain in the butt, and they've got they really should be set straight. But then you sort of pay, okay, it just seems really clear, intelligent assessment of the situation. But if you pay attention, it's the mind's agitated, and really it's restless. It can't wait to say, and say, no, that's an akusala condition. This is so that you sort of pay attention to the clues and say, oh no, this is kusala, this is akusala, this is skillful, this is unskillful. Learning these how these manifest in different ways.